Sometimes you buy a game simply because of the name. You know nothing about it, but the price is right, and it is called Butts in Space. I came across this game on Etsy. I'm starting to think that I should not be allowed on the internet unsupervised. Anyway, I added it as a favorite to come back to buy at a later date. Well, that date came, but when I went back to the shop/publisher, the Dusty Top Hat, they were on a hiatus or vacation. I got an alert that they were back, but the game was no longer listed. Concerned, as you can imagine, I reached out to the shop to inquire what had happened to the card game I had decided I needed. They told me, quote, "Etsy just removed the listing. We've reached out to Etsy, so hopefully it gets relisted soon." About 4 agonizing weeks later, it was relisted. I purchased it, packed it, and took it on my family's vacation. We played it 3 times in one night. The lore to Butts in Space is fantastic. This son read it out loud through fits of laughter. I will only give you the first part of it. It says on the back of the box, "Oh no! Evil Butt has stolen all the toilet paper in the universe and destroyed your toilet spaceship. Play as Bow Butt, Hairy Butt, Classy Butt, and Butt Butt as you try to gather more toilet paper than your friends before your spaceship is repaired." It goes on, but you get the point. So let's take a look at how we go about getting the toilet paper in Butts in Space. All right, welcome back to Lunch and Board Game. I'm your host, Adam Collins, and let's take a look at the rule clarity for Butts in Space. The rulebook is quite short, as there are not a lot of rules. I do not believe that we even looked back at them once after we sat down to play. It goes through each type of card and describes what they do in pretty decent detail, so there was no reason to go back to the rulebook. Quick question though, what do you get if you swallow uranium? The answer's at the end. Time to explain to newcomers. It takes about 10 minutes to explain Butts in Space, and I explained to my 5-year-old and wife. The wife got it. The daughter, well, she needed a little help. I explained her options and let her run with it at that. Gameplay. Before you shuffle all the cards together and regret it, find the 4 Butt characters. Bow Butt, Hairy Butt, Classy Butt, and Butt Butt. As a game designer myself, I do wish that they had made the backs of these 4 cards different for ease of finding when you inevitably will shuffle them in. Give one of these to each player, and any leftover are still placed around the deck of cards as all characters are needed to play the game. Then, you can finally shuffle the remaining cards. The person with the biggest butt goes first. Hey man, it's in the rules, I didn't make that up. This person will draw 6 cards from the deck. The object of Butts in Space is to make sets of toilet paper cards, referred to as TP cards. These come in 3 varieties. Common, you'll need 3 of these for a set. Rare, 2 are required for a set of rare. And mythical, where only 1 is required, so it is not really a set. The catch is, each of the TP cards in the set must feature the 1 icon associated with your butt. Each TP card has 2 icons. So if you're playing as Hairy Butt, you need the plunger, Bow Butt, the bow, Classy Butt, a top hat, and Butt Butt is just a butt. If you do not have a set you can play an action card to either shift the butts with the power fart, draw more cards with the space blob, steal a card with the red gem, draw 2 cards and discard 2 cards with the green gem, or other various actions. There are a few other cards I have not mentioned, but you should just buy the game and see them for yourself. If you play a set, 1 or more of these cards may have an action that must be done when the TP card is played, like shift the butts, show your hand, etc. Then play passes gas to passes to the right. That player will draw 6, and so on until it gets back around to the first player. When it is your turn again, draw back up to 6, or if you already have 6 or more cards, draw just 1. If at any time one of the four asteroid cards is drawn, it is set aside and that player must give each other player a card from their hand. The other type of card is a ship part and it is set aside and a new card is drawn to replace it. However, if this is the seventh and final piece repairing the spaceship, the game ends. Then count up the sets played, and the player with the most sets wins. In the case of a tie, assign 1 point for common, 2 points for rare, and 3 points for mythical sets, and the highest point total wins the game. Replayability. As I mentioned, the family and I played it 3 times in one evening. First, the son and I played it to learn it. Then we taught the wife and the daughter. It is a hilariously entertaining game that as soon as it was over, the daughter asked to play it again. Component quality. The game consists of 120 cards, and they are pretty standard card stock. Nothing to complain about, and nothing to dote on. Lunchtime potential. Absolutely! The box list of playtime is 30 to 45 minutes, and I find that a bit on the high end. 30 is about right. It plays 2 to 4 players, which of course 4 is best, and since it ends when the 7th flush piece card is drawn, the end could be faster. One time we were playing and the last spaceship piece was the 3rd from the bottom card and it still barely broke half an hour. So if you have a lunch half hour, this game would be great for your office. Artwork. I have checked the BGG page, the rulebook, the box, and the website, but I cannot find who did the hilarious artwork behind Butts in Space. Obviously, it is cartoonish and it helps to set the stage for a lighthearted, fun family game. There are some great cards in the deck. I personally like Boob Butt and Hairy Butt. You just need to buy the game to find your favorite cards. Other and expansions. There are no expansions or other for this game at this time. Bang for the buck. I mean, for $25 off Etsy, you can't go wrong. They offer free shipping even, so go get it. Summary. I don't know what more I can say about Butts in Space from Dusty Top Hat. It was an instant crowd pleaser with my family. The artwork is cute, funny, and makes the game feel even better. The price is $25 and you cannot beat it. It fits easily into a lunch time and also fits easily into a suitcase. And it would make for some fun conversations about the cards at your office. It currently sits on BGG with a 5.3 with only 71 ratings. I put mine in there. Obviously, this is not a game for hardcore, crunchy gamers, but it is great for a lunch hour, it is great for families, and it is a great filler game. They suggest ages 9 and up. We taught the 5-year-old. She does need a little help, but I don't think she's too far from playing it by herself. So go to Etsy.com, search for Butts in Space, and get it today. To answer the joke I asked at the top of the episode, you get a nuclear bum. And as usual, if you want to reach out to me, it's facebook.com/eatlunchandboardgame, eatlunchandboardgame.com, and you can always email me at eatlunchandboardgame@gmail.com, and remember, board games build bridges. When you're gaming, why not be comfy? Go over to supportplayer.org, click on the cards, pieces, and dice to get some merch. These t-shirts are some of the most comfortable I have ever worn. That's supportplayer.org, and there's a link on eatlunchandboardgame.com.